This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are honored that you're tuned in. This is a call-in show where we talk all about your not-so-brilliant decisions you've made in your life and those brilliant decisions that you've made in your life. So call in with your testimony or your question about finances, about leadership, about relationships, you name it. You call in and we'll chat. Number's 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. And of course, you can reach out on social media as well. Chris Brown on air is the handle. As you're calling in, got a couple reminders for you. Don't forget to enter the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. You can enter once every day at stewardship.com. $100,000. I wonder if that could do some, create some movement in your financial journey. Of course, we have deals on some incredible gifts there at stewardship.com as well to help make futures bright. So check that out there at stewardship.com. I got to ask you as we begin, that maybe you're feeling weak today. I know I've been there before. Just feeling weak, tired, maybe lethargic. And maybe you just need a push to get through the rest of the week. Remember this important truth found right in the scriptures. Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever." My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength, the strength of my heart, my portion forever. Remember today, you have everything that you need to make it through because you've got God. The number is 866-357-3283. And first up from Atlanta, Georgia, this is Alex. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to speak with you.
Yeah. How can we help?
So quick question for you. My wife and I bought a house about maybe, you know, 3-4 months ago. And in the last month or so, I had a job change. And so now my commute, you know, changed from 10 minutes up to an hour each way. And so we're looking and say, okay, we may want to move in the next 6 months. And so what do we do in that interim? Is it continue aggressively paying off the house when baby steps six? Or do we pile up cash and kind of wait 6 months, then make a decision because we're not sure if we're going to sell or if we're going to rent?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to kind of field that and make the, obviously, the best decision.
Yeah. So you're moving like, I don't know, 30 to 45 minutes away, probably.
Yeah. So right now we're an hour away and hopefully get that down 20 to 15 minute commute. Just so you know, we can value our time and make the best use of it. So if we can gain 2 hours back a day, I'll take that trade any time.
Yeah, of course. So I'm completely fine with you renting for a year until you can make a good educated decision on a home on the area that you want to live in. I wouldn't want you having to pay all the closing costs and doing all that twice in 2 years if you don't have to. And I just think there's a lot of wisdom in just rent for a year. There's a lot of things that you can't research when it comes to a new area. There's things that don't come up in Google. Just social barriers, traffic patterns, especially in Atlanta. That's the traffic pattern is probably something that you really want to know. In regards to the savings, what do you do there, whether you rent or buy? How much money do you have in savings now?
In liquid, probably, you know, like 10,000.
Okay. For me, I feel like, and it's not technically an emergency So I think I'd want you to have a little bit more, because I don't want you to dip into your emergency if it's not really an emergency. If you've got time to plan ahead, I'm okay with you saving up a little bit more for this move. It was either that or paying more payments on the house. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So our house payment, because of the kind of house that we bought, our house payments, I think like $500 a month. And so we make significantly more than that. And obviously up until now, you know, aggressively paying off the house, trying to get that down as fast as we can. But now we're looking at potentially moving and saying, okay, do we keep up and then just plan on selling the house that we're in now? Or is it more prudent to think of it like, okay, major life change, let's pause on aggressively paying off and just pile up the cash?
I think so. I think I would. You said 6 to 12 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would. I'd pause for a little while. And the spirit will tell you when you have probably too much, when it goes from, you know, Proverbs 21:20, talking about in the house of the wise is choice food and oil. There's seasons where you want to make sure that you've got that and you've got some savings. But then there's this other passage in the scriptures that talks about building bigger barns and hoarding and, you know, gets into like, you know, making sure that you have too much savings and you're relying too much on, the spirit will tell you when it's too much. But I think I would pause probably for a season and try to feel this out. It's a pretty significant change in your life. I'm picking up that you don't have any consumer debt, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, we have debt whatsoever.
Good. Now, when you go to move, is this going to be a move up or move down as far as value?
It'll be a little bit of a move up. Probably, the house we're in now is probably worth like 120, 130, probably moving up to, you know, the 180, 190.
Okay. And you're still going to be able to avoid PMI?
Yeah. We'll do the 20% down.
Okay, good. All right, cool. And it's still 15-year fixed and still less than 25% of your take-home pay, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like you're good. I'd probably pause a little bit on the aggressive payments. But okay. When you hit maybe 12, 13, 15, just stay praying through the entire thing. And the spirit will tell you when you're good and you probably need to be knocking off that debt. So
okay.
It's a fine line. It's a great question.
Yeah. And that's the conclusion I came to. It's always nice to confirm it with someone.
Yeah. Sounds like you're on the right track.
Appreciate it, Chris.
All right. Thank you. Well, folks, I wanted to ask the question to Alex, whether he's moving up or moving down, because a lot of folks that I see in baby step six, they get there, they forget what gets them to the dance. And when they get to baby step six, they start moving up in house. And this, you know, you could leverage this move to say, oh, you know what? We need a house for 360 or 400. And that's why I wanted to ask some of those questions, because I want to make sure that you're not doing that. And as you get to baby step six and you got that 25% mark that we tell you, you don't have to go all the way to 25%. You don't have to. You can stay at 18. You can stay at 19. You can stay at 13. You don't have to go to 25. And so that's why I wanted to ask that, because we want to be centered in Christ, not culture. Culture says to keep getting a bigger house. And of course, as stewards, I don't want us to fall into that trap. There's nothing wrong with a big house, but we do want to make sure that we're getting out of debt as fast as possible. That's consumer debt, and that's also mortgage debt.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home. But you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
Folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. Honored that we're spending time together today. The call-in number is 866-357-3283, and it looks like Patrick's on the line from Jackson, Michigan. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. I'm 54 years old. I'm planning on retiring within about the next 7 to 8 years. And I have a considerable amount of credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
I would say about $30,000.
Okay.
Right now, I'm only able, because of my financial situation, I'm only able to make just the minimum payments. And, you know, usually on the statement, they say if you make minimum payments within 10 years, this is where you end up paying the interest and how much it'll be. What I want to do, I want to borrow this amount of money from my 401k. And I was just wondering, what is your advice on that?
Did you say you're 50?
I'm 54. I'll be 55 in about 3 or 4 more months.
Oh, okay. And how much money do you have in your 401k?
I currently have about 214.
Okay. I don't like the plan. How much debt? You said 30,000?
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see the wrestle, because you're like, man, minimum payments, I'm going to be doing this forever. And you're looking at the math part of this. And the reason why I don't like the plan is because, number one, what you'll be doing is be robbing from your future to pay for your present. And what I mean by that is you're going to be giving up a lot of opportunity cost on that money. And so what you're going to do is you're going to pull 30,000, and you're actually not going to get 30,000. You're only going to, when you pull 30, you're only going to get about 18 because of penalties, the fees and the taxes. So you're actually,
I'm not going to withdraw. I'm just going to borrow.
Oh, well, I really don't like that either. Yeah, either way, because then if you move companies, you got to pay it back immediately, and I just don't like the borrowing to all you're doing. You're not paying off debt; you're moving debt is what you're doing. You're moving debt from one to another repayment. So yeah, I don't like either one of those. What I'd like to do is I'd like to work with you on a plan to tackle this 30,000. What would it take? What's your income now?
My income right now is about 80,000 a year.
80,000. Okay. And This is 30,000 in debt. What would keep you from paying this off in the next 12 to 15 months? Could you just set a budget for 50,000?
Could I set a budget for 50?
Yeah. And just live on nothing. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, staycations, we're talking about, you know, what Dave Ramsey says, beans and rice and beans. For me in college, it was top ramen noodles. Man, you can get 13 of those things for a dollar. Sodium count goes way up, but, well, what are some things that you can do?
Well, I know for starters right now, we because of our financial situation, because I'm married and I have 2 kids. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I also have a 8-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
So because of my current situation, we don't even take vacations as it is. It's always a staycation, as you call it.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's just, I'm making ends meet right now. And that's why I thought that maybe borrowing, it would actually free up some money, which would help me to build up some savings, in my savings account, or build up money in the savings account. Mm-hmm. And the interest, you know how it works. The interest is being paid back to me. So it's just difficult right now.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
No, I mean, I definitely get the wrestle for sure. This is not the best approach. It would be better for you just to be absolutely kill yourself and work for 6 months and just destroy it and eliminate it, because you're just going to be the situation with the 401k loan is just not a good situation. I would never recommend that. And I won't feel good about myself saying, go ahead and do that. And then I see you on the street walking around Jackson, Michigan 8 years from now or 10 years from now. And it's not going to be the right decision financially. So it really comes down to squeezing that budget a little more. It sounds like you're doing a good job at living on very little with 2 kids and a family and all that kind of stuff. But 80K is a pretty significant income. I would try to squeeze a little bit more and then just see if you can find some other revenue stream for a grand, even a grand a month, or maybe 2 grand a month on some kind of revenue stream that you can do passively or something. And I know it's going to take some energy, but man, you're going to be so glad 6 months from now that you didn't take out a loan, or 8 months from now you don't take out a loan. So I'd work a plan depending on eight to 18 months, depending on your pain tolerance, and just absolutely attack this thing, and then still feel good that you've got $214,000 in there still growing every day, and that you're going to set your family up for success come a few years from now when you retire. So I just don't feel good about it, man. So I'm sorry. I wouldn't go with that idea.
Okay. That sounds good. That's why I called for your advice. I appreciate it, Chris.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick. Well, I can't help but think that there's many of you in that same boat. And I love that he was so open-minded and willing to take some advice. Those of you that are in that spot, just like Patrick, I want to read you a verse that has been really, really encouraging to me. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up." And I've got to tell you, there's minimum payments. That's doing good. But really doing good is going above and beyond and crushing. The harvest is going to equal how much we put in. And so if we plant, you know, two or three grains, two or three bushels of corn, that's all you're going to get. But if you go after it and really plant a ton of corn, you're going to get a lot of corn. It all depends on how much you plant. And to get the big harvest, to get the big reward, we have to plant more. And that's that attacking principle. That's freeing yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter in Proverbs 6:5. So hopefully that encourages you. Do not become weary in doing good, but at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. And say maybe. It says we will reap a harvest. Got an email here from Lisa. Says, "I don't have any savings. I work 30 to 40 hours a week and am paying on old debts, a collection," she says, "and a student loan." And she says, "Don't get one, folks." I agree with that. She says, "My credit score is very poor. I live rent-free right now, but will need to move out in the next few months, and I'm still having trouble making ends meet. Should I stop paying on my debts until I can at least save $500 for emergencies and save for a first and last month's rent and deposit? Thank you for any input." Well, Lisa, first and foremost, I would say start working 60 hours for a season. Keyword, for a season. Your best financial tool is your income. Second, I would say stay as long as you can, within reason, in that free rent situation. That's a great, that's 25% of your income or more that is not there, that you have to be able to put towards your debts. That's an expense that you don't have right now. That's a blessing. Thirdly, I would say without any living expenses, you should be doing better financially. You really should be. I want you to go to everydollar.com, put together a budget based on your needs, not your wants, based on your needs for a season. And fourth, I would tell you, do not stop paying on your debts, but go back to minimum payments until you get the $500. $500 if you make $24,000 or less a year. $1,000 emergency fund for those of you that make over $24,000 a year. Okay, I'm not sure where you're at in that, Lisa. And that first and last month's on a basic efficiency apartment. So $500 is only for emergencies, which is not when the light is on at Krispy Kreme, by the way. Okay? There's many a times I'm like, oh, that's kind of an emergency. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real emergencies. $500. Then you're going to do the first and last month's rent for a basic efficiency apartment. And once you're in that apartment, budget for four walls. Okay, what I mean by that is your clothing, your shelter, your transportation, and of course, utilities as well, and food. Those are your basic four walls. Those are your needs, the basics of those, and work that debt snowball till it's all gone. Nothing outside of those four walls. And you just absolutely crush these things. It's going to take some sacrifice. But, Lisa, if you want the chains off, we can't pet the debt. We have to attack it. We can fall into debt, but we can't fall out. Well, let me ask you a question, folks. Think back to all those gifts that you've been given. Now, how many of those gifts actually change the trajectory of your life? Or what about this? How many times have you been given a gift that has totally changed someone else's life? Those gifts, those experiences are what make futures hopeful and bright. That's why here at Ramsey Solutions, we are kicking off our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And for the people that you care about, Don't forget to check out the special sales and deals that we have on some of our life-changing resources and those gifts that are there as well. So make sure you head over to stewardship.com, check out the deals leading up to Christmas, and enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway every day for your chance to win.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Thank you for sending us your questions and testimonies. If you've had difficult experiences that God has brought you through, share it with the stewardship community. Build someone else's faith and give them hope as well. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And leave us a voicemail. Now let's get back to Chris and Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
This next call comes in from Washington, Kent, Washington. This is Lenan. Lenan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can we help you?
I had a question on the Total Money Makeover book. It didn't really say a whole lot about what's inside the book, and I was wondering if that would be a good gift to give to a non-Christian who is having financial issues.
Of course. Yes, it would be. It's sold 5 million copies, and my guess is there's a good 2 million to 3 million that aren't believers that have read that, and it's been very. I don't think that that's a book that typically sits on the spiritual side of the bookstore. So I would think that'd be great. Another great resource is Financial Peace University. It's going to be a little bit more spiritual in nature. But there's just something about not only reading the material, but seeing it in action, seeing a video component, hearing it, engaging in the workbook, the homework. I just think overall, all of us, believer or not, we learn better and it becomes an experience. So Total Money Makeover and Financial Peace University are both resources. Is this for a friend or something?
It's actually for my oldest son.
Okay, okay. Can I invest in your son's life? Would you allow me to pay for one of these two things?
That would be awesome.
Okay. Which one would Total Money Makeover or Financial Peace University, which one do you think he would enjoy the most?
I think the second one, the Financial Peace University, because he is more of a visual learner.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you Financial Peace University. Does that sound good?
Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Here's the hook. You know it's coming. maybe 3 or 4 months from now, I want you to call back in and let us know an update on your son. Okay.
Okay.
At the end of all the lessons, there is, a part where, Dave Ramsey, the primary speaker, gives an opportunity for somebody to accept Christ, and it's pretty powerful. And I would just absolutely love it if we got a call back from you in 3 or 4 months, not only saying that your son was financially set free, but also that he was spiritually set free. And yeah, we would love to celebrate that with you. So make sure you promise us that you're going to call us back.
That's a deal.
Okay, awesome. Stay on the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. As she was just talking, I couldn't help but be reminded of a passage of Scripture about the Good Samaritan. And I can't help but think that's what she's doing for her son. You think about that passage, you know, the whole idea is that the Samaritan crossed the road and soothed the wounds and reached out, put the man on a donkey, took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day, it says that he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here. And I think about what she's doing for her son. Not only is she taking care of the temporary needs, but she's taking care of the eternal needs, because he's going to find out about Jesus. I love that. And that's what I see here with the love of a mom. Very, very cool stuff. Because at the end of that whole passage, Jesus says, yes, now go and do the same. And when we offer you guys resources, we offer you Financial Peace University, and you might have already taken it. When you buy one of those things for somebody else, that's what you're doing. When you offer it to somebody else as a gift, that's what you're doing. You're being a great Samaritan. You're taking care of temporary gifts right where the pain point is, finances. Research shows that's most people's problems today, how it affects their relationships, how it affects their dreams. And I'm just proud of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. This is a community that is filled with a ton of good Samaritans. It's pretty cool. Well, that concludes this broadcast. Remember, Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. Remember today, you have what you need to make it through. God bless you.